Sing Out was founded nearly 70 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining online resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from the new CD, Telemasters, from master guitarist Arlen Roth. We heard Tough Telly in duet with Bill Kirchen. Telemasters is on Akina Records. The concept behind Arlen's new CD is to team up with some great guitarists who play the Fender Telecaster. The guitar was originally marketed as the Broadcaster when introduced by Leo Fender in Fullerton, California in 1950. It was rebranded the Telecaster to settle a dispute with Gretsch guitars. It was able to produce a bright cutting tone with its bridge pickup, perfect for country and rock and roll. But the neck pickup could also produce a warm, jazzy tone suited for jazz players. The guitar was an instant hit with players, and soon it was heard in bands that played country, rockabilly, surf, and blues. This week, we'll use Arlen's new album, Telemasters, as a jumping-off point to listen to some other players known for playing the Telecaster. We'll open with Don Rich, who played in Buck Owens' Buckaroos. The whole band used Fender instruments. We'll hear the classic Buckaroo from 1965. Telecaster Masters on this week's edition of the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Thank you. every port, I own the heart of at least one lovely girl. I've a pretty señorita waiting for me down in New Mexico. If you're ever in Alaska, stop and see my cute little Eskimo. Oh, my sweet Fräulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn. And my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sands of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight. Sweet Fräulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn. And my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sands of Waikiki and I held you so tight. Whoa, I'm a traveling man. Yes, I'm a traveling man. Yes, I'm a traveling man. Whoa, I'm a traveling man.
Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice? Tell me that it's nice and then you run. Yeah, yeah, little sister, don't you do what your big sister done? You know I dated your big sister. Oh, I took her to the show. Hey, I went for some candy, along came Jim Dandy, and it slipped right out the door. Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice? Feel me that it's nice and then you run, run. Yeah, little sister, don't you do what your big sister done? Huh? Huh? Don't you do what your big sister done?
Emmylou Harris, along with Albert Lee, and Two More Bottles of Wine. That's Delbert McClinton's tune from Quarter Moon in a 10-Cent Town on Rhino Records, as a reissue these days from Emmylou Harris. And before that, we heard from Dwight Yoakam from his recording Hillbilly Deluxe, and Little Sister, a classic tune from Doc Pomus. That was Pete Anderson playing the Telecaster on that track. And before that, we heard from Ricky Nelson and Travelin' Man from 1961, featuring James Burton on the Telecaster. And we let off that set with Don Rich from the recording The Don Rich Anthology. And we heard Buckaroo. That's on Sony Canadian Records, the version that I've got. We are listening to Telecaster Masters this week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. And Roy Buchanan certainly was one. He could make that guitar sing and snarl and do all kinds of stuff. Here's Roy Buchanan with Roy's Blues on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Thank you. Charlotte, but bypass Rock Hill, we never was a minute late. And we was 90 miles out of Atlanta by sundown, rolling across the Georgia state. We had more to trouble, it turned into a struggle halfway across Alabama. And that hound broke down and left us all stranded in downtown Birmingham. On that midnight flyer out of Birmingham, smoking into New Orleans. Somebody help me get out of Louisiana, just help me get to Houston town. There are people there who care a little about me, and they won't let the poor boy down. Sure as you're born, they bought me a silk suit, put the luggage in my hand, and I woke up high over Albuquerque on a jet to the promised land. Pilot told us in 13 minutes he would set us at the terminal gate. Swing low, sweet chariot, come down easy, taxi to the terminal zone. Cut your engines and cool your wings and let me make it to the telephone. Los Angeles, give me Norfolk, Virginia, Tidewater for 1009. Tell the folks back home this is a promised land calling and the popo's on the line.
This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about Sing Out, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or log on to singout.org. You can also listen to the program as a podcast. This is episode 1917. And remember, you can also hear us on iTunes. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from Arlen Roth's new recording, Telemasters. And we just heard Jerry Donahue, along with Arlen, for Chuck Berry's Promised Land. The recording is on Akina Records from Arlen Roth. Good stuff. Before that, we heard from two great blues players who are no longer with us. We heard from Danny Gatton from his recording Elmira Street, and we heard the Elmira Street Boogie. That's from 1991 on Elektra Records. And before that, we heard from Roy Buchanan and Roy's Blues from a collection called 20th Century Masters on Polydor Records. Well, I played a Telecaster in a rock and roll band when I was younger. And the reason why I played a Telecaster was because of Clarence White, who played with the Byrds. We're going to listen to a couple of tracks featuring Clarence. He and his friend Gene Parsons invented a string bender device that allowed him to get sounds that sounded like a steel guitar. Here's Clarence playing behind the Everly Brothers on a single they put out late in their career, I'm On My Way Back Home Again. Clarence White along with the Everly Brothers, then we'll hear a great tune from the Byrds. Here's Clarence White on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
No, I don't think I'll ever get on a train again. I'll just smile and wave at the engineer. I'll put my guitar in a gunny sack and walk away and I won't look back. Whistle blows my name, I'll say, woo-hoo, I'm on the way home again. No, I don't think I'll ever come this way again. I'll be content with the pictures in my mind. I'll remember how that lonesome road used to press my back like a heavy load. And when the diesel calls my name, I'll say, woo-hoo, I'm on the way home. And look out the window. Tuesday I'll just spend the day drinking beer. Wednesday will find me asleep at the TV. The rest of the week will be free, free. No, I don't think I'll ever get on a train again. I'll just smile and wave at the engineer. I'll put my guitar in a gunny sack and walk away and I won't look back. Close my name, I'll say woo-hoo, I'm on the way home again. I'll say woo-hoo, I'm on the way home again. Woo-hoo, I'm on the way home again.
Woo-hoo, I'm on the way home again. My nights have been since I've been in Tulsa County, and I really don't know what I'm gonna do. I just might take a trip somewhere along the southern border, 'cause I know I've gotta get away from you. I don't know just where I'll go. I believe I'll ride it down to Mexico, down to Mexico. Got your note in Charleston, said you needed my assistance, but when I got there I may not be a wise man, but I know this life you're leading. You learn your tricks from lots of other men. I don't know just where I'll go. I believe
soul since you've been gone. Sweetheart of mine, can't you hear me calling? A million times I love you best. I mistreated you, Lord, and I'm sorry. Come back to me is my request.
It's the same old tune, fiddle and guitar. Where do we take it from here? Rhinestone suits and new shiny cars. It's been the same way for years. We need to change. Somebody told me when I came, son, you finally got it made. Old Hank made it here. We're all sure that you will, but I don't think Hank done it this way. No, I don't think Hank done it this way. Look at souls, I'll understand. Are you sure Hank done it this way? Did old Hank really do it this way? Well, I've seen the world with a five-piece band, looking at the backside of me. away. Now, I don't think Hank done him this way. Take it on.
Waylon Jennings had a great old Telecaster that he had wrapped in leather. That was Are You Sure Hank Done It This Way from Waylon Jennings from his Greatest Hits recording on BMG Records. And before that, we heard from Ricky Skaggs and Can't You Hear Me Callin', the old Bill Monroe tune from 1982 and Highways and Heartaches from Ricky Skaggs that's been reissued on BGO Records. Before that, Marty Stewart and his tribute to Clarence White and Hummingbird. BYRD is at the end of the Hummingbird. Some Ghost Train, the Studio B Sessions on Sugar Hill Records from Marty and the Boys. And before that, we heard The Birds featuring Clarence White and Tulsa County from Ballad of Easy Rider, recorded in July of 1969 and issued on Columbia Records. And we let off that set with the Everly Brothers and Clarence White. And I'm On My Way Back Home Again from a great collection called Silver Meteor, a progressive country anthology. There's some great stuff on there. That's on Sierra Records. We're going to lead off this last set with the Paul Butterfield Blues Band from their very first album featuring Mike Bloomfield on the Telecaster. Later he would go on to play a Les Paul. I've Got My Mojo Working from the Paul Butterfield Blues Band on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. Thank you.
just don't work on you.
Will Ray, along with Arlen Roth, and Link Ray's classic tune, Rumble. That's from Arlen's recording Telemasters, which we've been using as a sort of a inspiration for this week's program. That's on Akina Records. And before that, we let off the set with the Paul Butterfield Blues Band from their first album. And I've got My Mojo Workin', featuring Mike Bloomfield on the Telecaster. That's from 1965. Hope you've enjoyed this program featuring the Fender Telecaster and some of those Telecaster masters. Be sure to join me next week as we begin a two-part feature celebrating the 100th birthday of Pete Seeger. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can find out more about Sing Out by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 1917.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning, I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning, I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning, I'd ring it in the evening, all over this land. I'd ring out danger, I'd ring out a warning, I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a song, if I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning.